The first reading is a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. After Jesus had been taken up to heaven, the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the Mount of Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. When they entered the city, they went up to the upper room where they were staying. Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. All these devoted themselves with one accord to prayer, together with some women, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Glorious things are said of you, O city of God. Glorious things are said of you, O city of God. His foundation upon the holy mountains, the Lord loves the gates of Zion more than any dwelling of Jacob. Glorious things are said of you, O city of God. Glorious things are said of you, O city of God. And of Zion they shall say, one and all were born in her, and he who has established her is the Most High Lord. Glorious things are said of you, O city of God. They shall note when the peoples are enrolled, this man was born there, and all shall sing in their festive dance, my home is within you. Glorious things are said of you, O city of God. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, woman, behold your son. Then he said to the disciple, behold your mother. And from that hour the disciple took her into his home. After this, aware that everything was now finished in order that Scripture might be fulfilled, Jesus said, I thirst. And there was a vessel filled with common wine, so they put a sponge soaked in the wine and a sprig of hyssop and put it up to his mouth. And when Jesus had taken the wine, he said, it is finished. And bowing his head, he handed over his spirit. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today, Pope Francis in 2018 made this a universal feast in the church where we celebrate Mary as our mother. And again, the very last thing that Jesus Christ gave us on the cross beside his life was his mother. We believe Jesus when he says, this is my body. We must also believe Jesus when he says, behold your mother. And as John did, we always need to take Mary into our home or take Mary into our care. So the question always is, Mary, of course, has taken us into her care because Jesus gave us to her. But we need to take Mary into our care, into our home, into our lives, and pray with her as the apostles did, as we heard in the first reading from Acts. The whole point of Mary is to always draw us closer to Jesus. So when we pray with her every day, we'll become more and more like Jesus. May you know his love and Mary's today and forever. Amen.